Mr. Laufer mentioned that he has Yahrzeit this Shabbos for his father, Shimon Rabbi Yaakov Olav HaShalom, to dedicate the learning of the Zecha Nishmasai. We started the Brice on the bottom of Gimel on the base. The last daf, the Gemara was talking about Kusi. Just to review again, the original Geiris, the original conversion that the Kusim had in the days of the Tanakh, was certainly not valid. Because the Pasuk says, Beferish, Tosis quotes from Malachim Beis, chapter Yudzayin, that they still worshipped Avodah Zarah, so there was no Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. That's the basis of Geiris, is from Amin Hasina, that everybody said Nasim and Ishma. They committed themselves to observe all the mitzvahs HaTorah. So if a Geir converts and he still worships Avodah Zarah, so that's the ABC of Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs is missing. So the original Geiris was not valid. In the days of the Tanoim, these descendants of the original Kusim, they still maintain their nationality. They're still called Kusim. They came from the city Kuso. In Chutzlords, they were brought to, they were moved to Eretz Yisrael. So these Kusim in the days of the Tanoim were observing mitzvahs. So the Tanoim had a whole historical debate. Where did it come from that all of a sudden they were observing mitzvahs? Is it just that they picked it up by osmosis? They were living in Eretz Yisrael next to the Jews, so they picked up some of the mitzvahs and others not. Or should we assume that Shuvn is Gairu B'Lev Shalem, maybe later on, at a later point in history, we don't know exactly when, maybe then there was a Kabbalah some mitzvahs and they did convert. So that's what we assume, that the Kusim were Geiri Emes, that they converted. We assume historically they converted a second time, and the second Geiris was a good Geiris. So that's what the Braisa says, three lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanon, Shchitas Kusim Muteris. If a Nochri, if a Goy, Shech Tzebehem, it's not acceptable. Different explanations why, but we'll get to the Mishnah later, but it's no good. But if a Kusi, Shech Tzebehem, is Muteres, because the Kusim are Geiri Emes, they're Jewish. But we can't trust the Kusim, because they were Chashudim on Lifnei Yivul Asiti Michshol. They understood the Pasuk only to mean you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a person. But if the person doesn't know that he's doing an Avera, so they held, so that's Misasek. So what's wrong? So I can give you Chazer, I can give you a tray for food, as long as you don't know that it's treif, so everything is fine. There's no Avera, there's no Lifnei on my part, because you're not doing an Avera. How come you're not doing an Avera? You don't even realize that it's treif. You don't realize that that's called Misasek. There's no Mais Avera. So since the Kusim were not concerned about Lifnei V'Lisita Michshol, so how can I rely on the Shechitas HaKusim? Maybe it's really an Avela, maybe he didn't do a good job, and he'll mislead me into eating it because it doesn't bother him. He doesn't believe that this is a violation of Lifnei Iver. So that's what the Braisa spells out, three lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, Medvar Mamurim. When do we say that you can rely on the Shechitas HaKusim? If a Jew is watching the way he shechts, if a Jew is watching and a Nochri shechts, that's not acceptable because Shechitas Nochri Nevela, even if you're watching and he does a good job. But if the Kusi is Jewish and he shechts, so we can't trust him, but if there's someone who knows Hilcha Shechita watching and he says he did a good job, then it's good. Avol, bo, if I come and Mitzoy, I find that the Kusi already did shecht, bo Mitzoy Sheshachat, I find that he shechted already, so no one was watching when the Kusi shechts. So then how can I rely on the Shechitas HaKusim? He has no namonis, because he's choshen alef neiver. So the Brice, he gives the Yetzer. Choytech gezayis, this is what the Gemara before said, this Yetzer, and they got it from this Brice. Choytech gezayis v'nosen lo, give him a piece of flesh from the animal that he shechted, from the chicken of the animal that he shechted. Acholo, if the Kusi will eat it, so then it's a riot that it's mutalech on Mishchitas. It's a riot that he knows that it's kosher. And if Loyachol, if he doesn't want to eat it for some reason or another, let's say he says he's not hungry or something. So then we don't know, we cannot believe him when he tells us that he did a good job shechting it. If Loyachol, if he doesn't want to eat it, also lechem mishchitos, then you're not allowed to eat from the flesh. Because we can't trust him, because they're chashudim alif neither. So the original case is shchitas kusi, he shechts a behemoth. Then the next line goes, what if he shechts an oaf, he shechts a bird? So it's the same din. Kayotze ba, similar din. Matza biyado. I come and I find the kusi has the kuriya shal tziporim, a whole a basket full. Tai says the kuriya is a sala basket. Rashi says the kuriya is a string, machrozes. He has a whole bunch of chickens that were all geshachten, and they're all on a string. Doesn't make a difference. He has a whole bunch of chickens. The kuriya shal tziporim. And he says he shechted all of them and he did a good job. So you cannot trust him that he did a good job, because his choshen alif neiver. So the Braisa says, "Kater Rosh Hashalechem, give him a little piece of chicken, V'noisen loy, and give it to him, and he should eat it. Achol loy, if the kusi eats it, so it's a raya, that it's kosher. Because the kusim were observing, they wouldn't eat the veil. So if achol, if the kusi eats it, mutal lechol mishchitosim. Lav, if the kusi doesn't eat it, for some reason or another, he said, just had ice cream, and he doesn't want to have chicken now. Just ate supper, and he's not hungry now. Whatever teretz he gives, if he doesn't eat it, then you don't know whether it's kosher or not, then osa lechol mishchitosim. So we had a machlekes before, I think last week we did this already. We had a machlekes abai verove. What does it mean if someone is watching the kusi and they saw that he did a good job shechting? Watching means metchile be'atzof, that's how abai says, and rove says no, yetzi v'nechnas is also good enough. If he pops in and he pops out, we didn't exactly understand. The whole shechita takes a half a minute. What do you mean yetzi v'nechnas? When he's going in, going out. Okay, that was a good question. I don't know the answer. Yeah, a whole bunch of chickens, that's better, yeah. But if it's one behemoth takes a little longer, okay. Okay. Yeah. Since
you never knows
when you
come again, so you'll
have to
do a bit chicken.
Right. Okay. So there was Machlag Zabai said that Yotze is only good by Stamyena. The original Mishnah Masechus Avedizara, that a Jewish shopkeeper is selling wine, a wine merchant, and he has barrels of wine, and he leaves Nochrim working in the store there, like Nochri customers, and he goes out from it, he comes back in, and he doesn't know whether the Nochrim stuck their hands into the wine or not. The Nochrim know they're not allowed to touch the wine. They have big signs in Arabic, whatever. He says, don't touch the wine. Whoever touches the wine has to pay for the wine. So they know that they're not allowed to. So he didn't tell him, I'm going away to Davi Mincha. So they know he's not going to be back for 20 minutes. He just walks out, and he may come back any minute. So the Mishnah says that's good enough. If you have a Yotze v'nichnas, that's good enough. So Rabbi said, just like Yotze v'nichnas is good enough by the Mishnah, by the Stam Yenim, so Yotze v'nichnas is good enough by Shechita also. Abai said, what's the Tzushta? Abai said, by the Yayin, the Nochri is not walking around with the barrel of wine. The Nochri is in the store buying other things, looking around, whatever. But over here, the Kusi is shechting the animal. He's holding the knife in his hand, he's shechting. So if you're going to be Yotze, if the Yisrael, if the Frumayid is going to be Yotze Minich, he's going to go out for a half a minute, and even if he's going to come back, in the half a minute, the Kusi will see that he left. He may make it in a veil. Not that he's going to do it lahaches, but he may be negligent. He may have made it in a veil during that half a minute. So how can you say that Yotze Minichnas is good, is a good supervision by Shechit? So that was the Machlokes Abai v'Rav. So the Gemara explains what is the basis of the Machlokes. Abai Dik Mereisha v'Rav Dik Misefer. Abai was Medayik from the Reisha of the Braisa. The Braisa says, if you have a Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov, the second line from the bottom of Gimel Amid Beis. So Oymed Al Gabov sounds like you have to have the Mashgiach watching from the beginning to the end. Yisolam and Agabov, then it's good. So Abai's Medayik from the Reisha. Time with Yisolam and Agabov from the beginning to the end. Abul Yotze v'nichnas lav. He's just popping in, popping out. That's not good enough. And Rav is Medayik Misefer. It says in the second half of the Braisa, Bo, umitzo'o, if I came after he already finished checking everything, so then I have to be Chaytuch Gezayis v'noisen lo. That's only if I came Bo, umitzo'o, that he already finished the whole Shechita. But if I was popping in and out from the beginning to the end, sounds like then it wouldn't be a problem. Then you don't have to have chayter kezayis basa v'nosno. So Rabbi was medayik from the sefer time of the bar mitzvah. It comes lachar amaisa sheshochat. He finds that the kusi already finished the shechita. Avod yotze v'nichna shapet dami. That would be good lachatchil. Freg the gemara uli abaye kasha sefer. According to abaye, even yotze v'nichna is no good. So why does it say in the sefer bar mitzvah? If the frumayid comes after the kusi finished the whole shechita, then you have to have chaytach kezayis basa v'nosen lo. Not only if bo mitzo after it's all over, even yotze v'nichnas is also not good enough. So why does it only say you have to be chaytach kezayis basa v'nosen lo if you came after everything was all over? Amalach Zabai will argue the point, and he will tell you yotze v'nichnas is also bo mitzo korele. The Tana includes that in bo mitzo. If you weren't watching from the beginning to the end, that's considered as if you weren't there. You weren't watching. It's not a hashgacha. Well, the Rabbi Kasha Reisha Fengma. According to Rabbi says Yotze v'nichnas is good l'chatchila. So why does the Braisa start off by saying if you have Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov? Sounds like he's watching from the beginning to the end. You don't need from the beginning to the end. So the Gemara says Amalach. Rabbi will argue the point and say that's what it means. Yisrael Leimer Al Gabav means if it's Yetz Minichnas, that's considered Leimer Al Gabav. You don't have to take it literally. Amalach Rava will argue and tell you Yetz Minichnas Namika Leimer Al Gabav Dam. Okay, so that was the first half of the Brais. So the first half of the Brais apparently is talking about shechting a behema. The second half of the Brais is talking about shechting a whole bunch of birds. Kayotzei bo, the Gemara quotes the second half of the Brais. Kayotzei bo, similar din to the Reisha. I come and I see that the Kusi has a whole bunch of birds that would get shachten, so you have to test it out to see. So you give him a head of a bird, give him a kazayis. Give him less than a kazayis doesn't prove anything because they hold a chatzishir as mutter. They don't hold from the din chatzishir. We hold chatzishir, less than a kazayis is an iser. Just the machlekes of Yechonon Ishlokish, whether it's an iser derais, an iser derabbanan. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechonon that it's an Issa deraisa. But the Kusim probably don't even hold from the whole din. They hold only kazayis as asa. So you have to give him a full kazayis to see if he's going to eat it. So that's what it says. Kayotzei bob matzah biyada dekuya. Sheltzi very fine has a whole bunch of birds that he shechted. So kater rosh should cut off the head of one of them. V'chulei. And see if he's going to eat it. If he doesn't want to eat it, then you don't know if it's kosher. Freg de gemara v'yamai. Even if he eats it, how does that prove? Because he eats one head, so that proves all the five birds are kosher. Dilma hehud havi shochet shap. Maybe only shech did this one properly. Maybe the other ones he didn't shech properly. And for the Gemara, Amar Amenashe, it must be b'machnis and tachas kenofel. The Kusi has five birds that he shechted, so I have a big kapote. So I take the five birds and I hide a little bit with my jacket and I cut off the head of one of them and he doesn't see. He doesn't say which head I cut off. So I give him a head, so if he eats it, then that shows that he shechted all five properly, because he's a religious kusi. He wouldn't eat a kazayis of nevela. So since he doesn't know which head I cut off, so it must be that all five are kosher. Freg di gemar v'dil masimana havi begave. Maybe only one, maybe one of the birds he shechted properly, and when I cut off the head, he can identify, that's the bird that's kosher, so I'll eat it. Maybe the other four birds are not kosher. Maybe the other four he made in a veil. Maybe he only did a good job on one. The other's not. And for the Gemara, you're right. The only time it's a good test is Amar Amisharshia, the Mimasmus Le Masmusik. The only time it's mutter is I crushed the meat and I give him a kazayis and it doesn't have the skin. Whatever simen there may have been on the skin on the outside of the bird is no longer there. Sure. So if he eats a kazayis of chicken from one of the five birds and he doesn't know which bird it's from, so obviously he shechted all the five birds properly. Freg de Gemar, what kind of a proof is that? V'dilmuk, there is a machlokes in the second perek, whether yesh shechita loif min hator or ain shechita loif min hator. The din, all the chomish ilcha shechita, all the special dinim, how you're supposed to shecht an animal, apply equally to animals, to behemoths, and to oifas. It's not exactly the same. By behemoths, you have to shech both simon, the kona and the veshet. The kona is the windpipe, and the veshet is the food pipe. And by a bird, by a knife, it's good. The Mishnah says, if you shech rubish alachot kamoy, if you shech either the kona or the veshet, that's good enough. But all the chomish al cheshchit are the same. You have to fiddle back and forth. You can't push like this. And the knife shouldn't have any pegimus. You shouldn't pause in the middle for too long. Well, chamish al chashchita apply. So the Gemara has, there is an institution of nivla saif tohar. There are special dinim that if an animal dies, let's say an elephant dies, or a cow dies, and we didn't have a shchita on the cow, or a goy shechts a cow, he shechts it perfectly, properly, but shchita snachri is no good. So in all these cases, the elephant dies, a donkey dies, a horse dies, or someone shechted a cow improperly, or goy shechted, the din is that it's nevela. So nevela is matame b'maga b'masa. And nevela is matame b'maga b'masa. What about birds? So there's a din only an oif tohar, nivlas oif tohar is matame. If an eagle drops dead, has no tumah at all. If an oif tohar dies, if a dove dies, or a chicken dies, or a turkey, a kosher bird dies, if you shecht it properly, so it has no tumas nevela. If it dies a natural death, or you did an improper shechita, so then it has tumas nevela. And it's not metame b'maga b'masa. If you touch it, it's not metame. Only when you swallow it. Nivla seif tohar is metame abesa bliya. An unusual din. Normally, the Beis Habliya is Balua. It's even less than Beis Hastarim. There's a din. Maga Beis Hastarim is not Tame. Let's say an Adam Tame touches me, he sticks his finger in my mouth, like this. So the din is that if he touches me on the outside, so he transmits the tumah to me. He's metame b'maka. But if he touches me, he sticks his finger in my nose, in the nostril. He sticks his finger in my mouth. So that's maga beis hastorim. So maga beis hastorim is not metame. Beis hastorim, there's no din. The Gemara learns it after the pasuk, because the pasuk says if a person is a zav, a man is a zav, the yodav lo shotav b'mayim, and he didn't go to mikveh. Yet, what do you mean the yodav lo shotav b'mayim? He didn't wash his hands. It means he wasn't tovel in the mikveh. And then, because he wasn't tevel in the mikveh, then he touches with his hand someone else. So the Gemara says, "My yodav mi baroi." The hands on the outside part, the exposed part of the body, I've called mi baroi. It's only called tumas maga if the one who's touching, if the one who's touching me touches me baroi from outside of his body. Let's say I'm tahar and I stick my finger. I touch the adam tame. So if I touch him on his face, I become tame. If I touch him inside his mouth, him inside his nostril, I don't become tummy. The maga has to be from the chelik hachitzoni of the body of the adam tummy, touching the chelik hachitzoni of the one who's makabel tumma. That's the din. Now, maga beis hastarim doesn't count. Masa there is. Let's say tumas masa there would be. Let's say a piece of nivlas behema, if you have meat from the A&P, meat from a nevela, let's say pork, is mentami b'maga or b'masa, one or the other. So let's say somebody puts a kazayas of nivlas behema in my mouth. So there's no tumas maga because inside the mouth is beis hastorim. But tumas masa there is. There is tumas masa. The pasuk that says v'yodav l'shotav b'mayim, that you have to have dafke maga b'yodayim, or b'chelek achitzoni of the body, that beis hastorim doesn't count, that's only nismayed from maga. It was never nismayed from masa. So there's a quirk of a din, it's an unusual din. Nivla saiftah is not metame at all. If an eagle dies, or a raven dies, a non-kosher bird dies, it has no tumah at all. And nivla saiftah, if it's a chicken that didn't have a proper shechita, so then it's metame, not b'maga, not b'masa, only b'beis hastar, only b'beis habaliya. Only when you swallow it, and it goes down your throat. It's a strange din. That's a big shaila. What is the nature of the din? Is it that the ma'isa achila is metame? Achilas nivla saif tohar is metame? So it's only called achila if you swallow it down the throat. Or is it not a din of achila? It's a din of maga. But usually maga beis hastorim doesn't count. So here it's exeris hakosel. Only maga beis hastorim. Only the beis habliya. Or maybe it's a din gor of masa. Maybe it's not maga. Maybe it's not masa. So this is a din. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole discussion about that. Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik has in his sefer. They both talk about the same topic. There seem to be, all the three shitas seem to be represented in Tanoim and in Rishonim. Some say that it's achila. Some Tanoim say it's achila, that if you swallow nivla saif tohar a little less than a kazayis, and then you wait a half a minute, then you swallow another less than a kazayis. So if it's tech kadeh achila's pras, it's mitzaref to be called the maisa achila. But it wasn't one maga, wasn't one masa. He already swallowed the first half of gezeis before he puts the other half of gezeis in his mouth. So how could it be mitzarf yachad? So the Tanoim and the Sifra who say explicitly that Turk de achilos pras is mitzarf, so they obviously are of the opinion that nivla saftor metame bebeis abliya is a din of achila. When you do a maisa achila and a nivla saftor, so then the achila is metame you. And other Rishonim disagree. Others say that the Bavli doesn't accept this. Rab Chaim has like Rabbi Yosef Engel has, that the Bavli doesn't accept this opinion of the Tanoim from the Toras Koyanim. The Bavli seems to hold that it's a Tumas Maga. So you have to have the full Kazayis Bevasachas. If the person swallows half a Kazayis now and half a Kazayis later, Tochkede Achilas Pras, it's Mitztarf Yachad that he's going to get Malkus on it, because it's a Maisa Achila of a full Kazayis. Like matzah, if you don't have to eat the full kazayis bevasachas, if you eat a little bit now, a little bit later, tuk dechilos pras, it's all mitzarif yachad. But if you hold the nivlo saif tohar mitame abeis habli zedina mago, you have to have the full kazayis bevasachas. And if it's mago, then if it's wrapped up, let's say, if you swallow the nivlo saif tohar, and it's wrapped up in a plastic wrapping or a paper wrapping or something, then there's no mago. there's a chatzitza, there's no maga. So there's a Taisus in the first parak, the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin. But Taisus has a quirk. Taisus said that it's matame b'masa. There's masa on the base of Leah. So you have all the three possibilities, have a mocker in Tanoim and in Rishonim. Is it Tumas Achila? Is it Tumas Maga? Is it Tumas Masa? With Nafkeminis Lidina. So from the fact that there is an institution of Nivlas of Tohar Metame, the Beis HaBliya, it's Metame when you swallow it, so obviously, but if you would shecht it, then there wouldn't be a din, then it's not a Nivlas of Tohar. So obviously there is an institution of Shechita by birds also. So how can there be a Machlekes HaTanoim where the Yesh Shechita Loif Menatara, Rein Shechita Loif Menatara? There's a Mishnah like that, Yud Gimel Dinim Nemro B'Nivla Saif Tor. There are 13 details of Halacha regarding Nivla Saif Tor. Nivla Saif Tor is an institution deraisa. How can anybody say that the Shechita Loif is only with the Rabbanon? So Tosfos says this kasha, and Daf Chof Amir Aleph, I think it's the bottom Tosfos. Yeah. Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos on Chof Amir Aleph. Ein Lahaksha is... It's like the imtima. You shouldn't ask because we're going to give you an answer. But it's a murderous kasha. A liddi day, if one is of the opinion, and there's a machlokes harishonim had a paskin. The Maharam Rutenberg is quoted by the Rosh. The Rosh was the Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. Maharam Rutenberg was the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos. He was misakeim.
Summarized,
and he put together all the shitas. Tosfos has different opinions, so he came to a conclusion, what is the main opinion of the Balei HaTosfos? So he's the end of the Balei HaTosfos, and then he had Talmidim who wrote Sifrei Pesach. The Rosh and Nagos Maimoni and the Mordechai were all Talmidim of his, other Talmidim as well. So the Rosh in the end of Maseches Yumeh quotes the Maharam Rutenberg who paskin like this, that Shechita Loif is only with the Rabbanon. And other Rishonim don't accept that. Other Rishonim hold, no, we paskin Shechita Loif is men HaTorah. There are nafkaminas la'alocha also, we'll talk about it. So Tosfos says, how can there be a Tana, how can there be Maharam Rutenberg, how can there be a Rishon who is of the opinion, ain't shechita loif menatara, but there is an institution of Nivla Saif Tohar, mitamei abeis abliya, if there's no shechita loif menatara, so there's no din of nevela, so you can eat a dead chicken, so Tosfos says no. This everybody agrees. The nehida la'boi shechita, true, if you hold ain't shechita loif menatara, you don't need shechita, that for sure you need. Everybody agrees. If the chicken or the turkey dies a natural death, that's nivla saif toh. You're not allowed to eat it, and it's metame abeis habliya. Yizicha have to shecht it. The only question is, all of the chomish shel cheshchita, and you have to shecht it by the neck. If you cut off the legs and it bleeds to death, that's a nivla saif toh. That's not. Or if you stab it in the heart and you kill it or you choke it. That everyone agrees that that's a nevela. Everyone agrees in each shechita simanim min atzavar. You have to cut the neck. But the machlekes is, what if you have a razor and you cut by pushing? You didn't do by fiddling back and forth. You did drossa. Or let's say you take a saw, and a saw has jagged edges. So that's full of pegimus. That's not, if to shech the behemoth, that's not good. So to shech the off also, you can't have pegimus. So that's a machlekes atanaim. And a machlekes arishainim, whether a saw is good men atorah to shech the yof, it's only no good men the rabbanon. No, yet shechita loif men atorah. All the chomishil cheshechita apply equally to oifers as it applies to behemoths. So that's what Tosfos says. Nechira simanim men atzavar. Everybody agrees that you need. The whole machlekes says, what about the chomishil cheshechita? The Gemara says, the Gemara mentions some of them. Shehiya drosa chalada hagrama v'yikr. All the five hil cheshechita. So do those all carry over from behemoth to oif men atorah? Or no? By off men atorah is enough. The chira simanim and atzavar, and the requirement for all the chamishul cheshchita, all the details. That's only a chumer with the rabbanon. So that's a machlokes. That's a machlokes. The Gemara has an afkamina. There is a mitzvah of kisui hadam. The chumash says the three kinds of animals that we eat. Four kinds. We eat fish. It's another animal. Okay. Fish don't need shchita. So then there are three animals that we eat: behema, chaya, and off. And the difference is la'alocha. How do you know whether the animal is labeled as a behemah or a chaya? So you have to know by the shape of the horns. That's a gemara later. So you got to know animals well to know what the shape of the horns is. Yeah, the Shach writes in Yeridah that we're not such big mumchim on the shape of the horns. So the din is that in chaya, the chaylev is mutter. All the fat is mutter. And a behema, some of the fat is chaylev and it's an isakaris, and some of the fat is shuman, and it's mutta. So you have to know how to trade with the behema. You have to know how to remove which fat is also, which fat is mutta. But in a chay, all the fat is mutta. So the shach writes that we have a minig in Vilna. Shach lived in Vilna till he ran away because of the Chmelnytsky pogroms. So the shach says in Vilna, the minig is that you don't eat chaylev of a chaya unless you have a masor, unless you have a tradition that you know that this is a chaya. We don't determine, as the Gemara says, as the Shulchan Aruch says, determine based on the shape of the horns. We don't rely on the horns. You may be guessing wrong. You may be making a mistake. So there's a shchit, we shecht behema, we shecht chaya, the differences. We shecht ofos, we shecht all three. So there's a special din that only applies, let's say there's a din of osavi asbino. You're not allowed to shecht osavi asbino on the same day. So osavi asbino only applies to behemas. Doesn't apply to ofos, doesn't apply to chayas. Only applies to behemas. What else? There's a din of zrola chayayim v'hakeva. If you shecht, we usually assume it only applies today where Mekel and Chutzlah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It says whenever anybody shechts a behema in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply to birds, to chickens, or to turkeys, doesn't apply to chayis, only if you shecht a behema. So the din is you have to give hazra'a v'halachayayim ha'keva to a kohen. So we today are Mekel, that's a Gemara later in the Mesech, that Rashi learns the Gemara, that if we're Mekel, then the Chutzlords, this mitzvah doesn't apply. The mitzvah of Zohar L'chayim HaKev only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So the difference is L'alache, whether it's a behema, a chay, or an oaf. So another one of the differences that the Gemara has is Kisui Hadam. When you shecht, the Pasuk says like this, and Achrei Mois, when you shecht chay or oaf, then you need Kisui Hadam. V'shofach hezdama v'chiso ba'ofer. You have to have offer l'mayla ba'ofer l'mat. You have to have sawdust on the bottom, and then you shecht and it gets all full of blood, then you pour sawdust on the top. So the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam only applies if it's a chaya or if it's an oaf. If it's a behema, so it doesn't require Kisei Hadam. So the Gemara says later, what if I took a saw and I shecht the chicken? So I'm not allowed to eat the chicken. That's a pegima in the second. But if you hold ein shechita loif min haTorah, so that I did a perfect shechita. Minatur, it's a perfect shechita. Just a chumra mid the rabbana that you're not allowed to eat it. But minatur, it's a kosher shechita. So you have a mitzvah of kisei adam. So true mid the rabbana, they said you're not allowed to eat it. It's an avela mid the rabbana. But minatur, it's a perfect shechita. So you should be able to do kisei adam. That's how the Gemara says. That'll be an afkemina where the shechita loif is minatur. All the chomishul chashchita carry over from behema to of minatur. Oh no. All you need is nechira simanim minat zavor. And you don't need all the chomishul chashchit only apply to behemis, minatar doesn't apply to oifas. The Gemara has later on, there was such an opinion that a little before Davchav, it'll take us a while till we get there, in the Midbar, so there was one Tana who was of the Machleg Zarekiva, Rabbi Shmuel over there, there was one Tana who was of the opinion that all the chomishul chashchit only, and behemis, only sets in when you move to Eretz Yisrael. Kozman, they were in the Midbar, they didn't have to shecht with all the chomishul chashchita, even on behemis and chayis, they could take a saw and do nechiras simanim atzavar, or they could take a razor and push down with pressure. They don't have to fiddle back and forth. Besar taiva, yeah. Well, the chumash talks about besar taiva when you move to Eretz Yisrael and you live far away from the Beis Hamikdash, kisava nafshecha lechol basar. So then the Torah says you have to shef zavachta kashet zivisicha. You have to shecht properly. So the mashmoah sounds like only once you come to Eretz Yisrael, then the Besar Taiva needs v'zavachta kashet zivisicha. Kashet zivisicha has the connotation of Torah Shebal Peh, that there's a whole masar of Torah Shebal Peh, all the chomishul chashchita. Because man, they were in the midbar, so Besar Nechira was mutter. That was a kosher geshacht in the behema. They would package it, Moshe Rabbeinu would sign Nishchat Kedin, Nishchad Nimlach Vehudach, everything was geshacht and salted, everything was kosher l'mahadrin. The Gemara just has a suffix. What about the flesh and the midbar that they did nechira? Nechira sezoi shchitasa. The nechira was a shchita. They weren't allowed to eat mesa meila. If an animal drops dead in the midbar, it's nevela. After Matan Torah, for 40 years after Matan Torah, they're not allowed to eat nevela. But if they did nechira simanim, they took a saw or they took a razor and they cut the animal pushing by pressure without fiddling back and forth. So one Tana holds that was good menatar, and the chiras is zoish chitasa, only can't eat it when you come into Eretz Yisrael. So that's when the Gemara has a suffix. What about Avery Besar Nechira that was packaged, vacuum packed with Moshe Rabbeinu's signature? Kosher, Nishchat, Nimlach, Vehudach, everything is kosher Lamahadrin. And then they come into Eretz Yisrael. Now all of a sudden it becomes Neveila. But it had the Hashgach of Moshe Rabbeinu. How can this become Neveila? Maybe only what you're going to Shech Mikan al Habo. Maybe what you Shech Mikan al Habo, that has to be with the Chomish al Cheshchit. Maybe whatever was left over from before, maybe that's Mutter, because Bishas when they Shechted it, that was the Hilcha Shechita. That's called Nechiros HaZoi Shechitos. So that's what Tosis points out. Nechiros HaZoi Shechitos is by Of Tohor. If you hold Ein Shechita Lof Men HaTorah, but there is an institution of Niblos Of Tohor. So Tosis answers, yeah, Nechira. Nechira Simanim Men HaTzavor is needed, that everybody agrees. If you stab the chicken and it dies, or you cut off the legs and it bleeds to death, or you choke it to death, that's for sure an Avela. If you did Nechira Simanim and Atzava, but it didn't correspond to the Chomish Ilcha Shechita, so that's the Machlekes, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. So the Rabbi Akiva's opinion was, in the Midbar, all the behemoths in the Chayas that they Shechted, you needed Shechita, but you don't need all the Chomish Ilcha Shechita. Nechira Sezoi Shechitasai. And you're there, there is even an opinion, it's a collector's item. We don't hold like this. The Pischei Tshuva quotes it. It's like a believe it or not of halacha. There's an institution of Ben Pekua. That's the fourth parish. Deimam Kasha. If you shecht a pregnant cow and you finish shechting the mother before the Uber came out. So the shechita of the mother is chal on the Uber, and the Uber jumps out and he's bouncing around, running around for a couple of years. And then you can shoot the Uber, you don't need a shechita. You already had a shechita when you shechted the mother. With the Rabbanan, you do need shechita. But Min HaTorah, that's the din of Ben Pekur. So there is one opinion in the Shittim Kubetzis in Bava Kama, of all places, in Chulin, nobody says this. But there's a Shittim Kubetzis in Bava Kama, quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Pischei Tshuva, and Yeredeh quotes it. The true Ben Pekur doesn't need shechita Min HaTorah, but he needs Nechira Simanim and Atzavah, he does need. You don't need all the Chomish Shel Chashchita. And the Chira you will need. Okay, so getting back again, see here the Gemara is asking like this, on Dalet Amid Aleph.
Is that the core? Is that a question? Is it great? Is it, do you have an email on that? In other words, when you shech the mother, you add this essence like shech the Sabaeus? No. What's the question about that?
Not really. That's a Shvera Rambam. The Rambam writes, Muto lishcheres hamu beres ube yarechimai. That's how the Rambam writes. So in the Gemara, it never puts the two together. Never puts the two
but
together.
The whole Shaila, though, over the whole country with Yosef and his brother,
that's how the Mefarshim interpret the Medrash. The Medrash says that they were eating Nevela.
It looked like
Nevela. Eben Achai. They were eating Eben Achai. So the Mefarshim say, no, they weren't eating Machai. They held they had a din of Ben Yisrael, and a Ben Yisrael is allowed to eat an Eben Achai of a Ben Pekur. That's a fancy interpretation in the Medrash. But it doesn't say that in the Medrash. The Medrash says the brothers were eating Eben Achai. Yeah. So here, see, here the Gemara is bothered with the kasha. We had this brisa about the kusi. The first half of the brisa was on Gimel Amud Beis. Second half starts from the top line on Dalet and Manal. So the first half of the brisa is talking about relying on the kusi that he shechted the behemoth properly. So if you give him a kazais and he eats it, that's all right, that is kosher. Because he's religious, he's not going to eat nevela. Second half of the brisa was he shechted a bird. If you give him a kazayas and eats it, it's a simon that it's kosher. He wouldn't eat it if it's not kosher. Vegdigma, why not? But the kusim didn't believe in any dinim derabbanan. They didn't accept any Torah Shabbat. So maybe they are of the opinion that ain't shechita loif min haTorah. Maybe they hold that min haTorah you don't need the chira simanim is sufficient. Yeah.
Only a babaka and some.
Right, right. There is no pasuk. There is no beferish pasuk that says you have to shech birds. And it's a machlekes hatanayim whether the chomish shilcha shechita that you need nechira simanim and atzara that everybody agrees to. That's the whole institution of nivla saif tohar. If it died by itself, then it's also it's only mutter to eat it. It's only not mitame if you shechted it properly. That's the question. What says properly? Shechting properly means with all the chomish shilcha shechita, with the whole Torah shabal peh, or just nechira simanim and atzara. You use a saw or you use a razor. So that's what the Gemara asks. How can the second half of the Braisa say that we rely on the kusi if he eats the kazayas of the chicken? So it's a simon that he shechted it properly. He was the one who shechted all the five chickens. It's a simon he shechted it properly. Fregma b'dilma kasavi kusim. Maybe the kusim hold ain't shechita lof min haTorah, and they don't hold from the dinim derabbanan. They hold the rabbis have no right to make up any dinim derabbanan. So of course he's going to eat it. You don't need any hilcha shechita. How can you rely on the kusim? So the Gemara is going to answer. What the Gemara is going to answer is the following: the kusim were not so strict. Everything Torah Shebichsav they followed, and everything Torah Shebalpeh they didn't follow. Not exactly. There were things in Torah Shebichsav that they didn't follow, the things in Torah Shebalpeh that they did follow. Like we just said, Lifnei v'Lesiti Michshol. So they hold that it only means Kipshuto, and we hold that included in the pasuk is also I'm not allowed to give you any chazer. So we hold that that's Torah Shebichsav. They don't hold from that interpretation. So there are parts of Torah Shebichsav that they don't follow either. They have a different interpretation. And here, there are parts of Torah Shebalpeh that they also do follow. That they do follow. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Zog demar v'lit tameich. What do you say? Not a machlokes hametzias. No, the kusin. The halacha says you have to follow all the dinim derabbanan, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, dinim derabbanan. You have to follow everything. The kusim made a compromise, like they're a modern Orthodox who make a compromise. Some dinim deraisa they'll observe, some dinim deraisa they won't observe, some derabbanan they will observe, some they won't observe. That's what the kusim, they were making compromises all the time. So when they made their compromises, so some parts of the Torah Shebalpeh they did follow, other parts they didn't follow. So the Gemara says, "V'lit taimeich," and according to the way you're thinking, that all the Torah Shebalpeh they don't believe in, they don't hold from Shechita Loif Min HaTorah. What about Shia Drasa Chalad Agrama V'Ika? Those are the Chomish Hilcha Shechita. Those are the five, we'll have to discuss them at length. Those are the five Hilcha Shechita. Nik Zivan. Are they Mefurish in the Pasuk and Chomish? No, it's not in the Pasuk. That's Torah Shebalpeh. It says, V'Zavachta Kashe Tzivisicho. And that phrase, Kashe Tzivisicho, has a connotation of Torah Shebalpeh. That means that there's a tradition. Kashe Tzivisicho. So how do we rely on the kusi in shchitas behema? Forget about oifus. How do we rely on the kusi? He eats a kazayis basar, so we know that it's kosher. Who says that it's kosher? Maybe he holds in the chira simanim is sufficient. The answer is ela kaven the achziku behu. Achziku behu. We know the ma'aser the kusim are medaktik on the chomish of shchita. They do observe it, so we can rely on them. So achinami here too. Kaven achziku. We know that the kusim are insistent on doing a proper shechita on oifus. They don't just take a saw, they don't just take a razor and cut improperly. We know that they do, even though it's taken not beferish in chumash. The chumash only talks about shechita by behema v'chai, never really says by oif. But we know lemaisa that they do observe all the chumash ilcha shechita both on behema and on oif. Some parts of Torah Shebalpeh they do observe, so therefore we can rely on them both on Shechita's behemoth, that he did it properly, and on Shechita's seifas also. And then the Gemara says, and this issue is a halachic debate in the days of the Tanoim. Can you rely on a kusi regarding a din of Torah Shebalpeh that's not beferish in Chumash, but we know that they do observe it? So maybe this kusi is a wise guy. Maybe he's going to be very consistent. He's not going to observe the Torah Shebalpeh. True, his father and his grandfather and everybody else, all the other kusim, do observe these Torah Shebalpeh, but in principle, they don't believe in Torah Shebalpeh. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Should we say, since it's Torah Shebalpeh, the kusim have no namanas, because they may decide to throw that out also? They say, no, the ma'isim, you know, all the kusim observe this chunk of Torah Shebalpeh, so they do have namanas. So that's what the Gemara says. V'achzik v'loy achzik v'loy ksiva tanoihi. And this point is a machlekes hatanoim. What? If they're muhzakim, we know that their practices that they do observe a chunk of Torah Shebalpeh b'deloik siva v'sushteit nish. It's not part of Torah Shebichsav. It never says b'feirish and chumish that yinei shechita loif. Ma'am rut mak paskan shechita loif is only b'de rabbana. It never says b'feirish and yinei dola chumish ilcha shechita. It alludes v'zavachto kashet zivisicha. You have to shecht according to the Torah Shebalpeh. So that's really a machlekes hatanoim. Does the kusi have namanis on a din deraisa that's Torah Shebalpeh, which we know the kusim are makbed on? I don't know this particular kusi. I don't know if he's makbed on it. So do we have the right to assume, since generally speaking, the kusim are medaktik on this part of Torah Shebalpeh, they have namanas on that? Zagmar de Tanya, because we have a braisa, a Tosefta Pesachim, that presents this machloikas. din is, on Pesach you're not allowed to eat chometz. That's in Chumash. Kol machmetz is lo sechil. Then the first night of Pesach, you have to eat shmura matz. What's hey shmura matzah? It was made l'shmo. Made l'shmo says in Chumash that you have to make it l'shmo. That you have to write a get l'shmo, says in Chumash. It says, because of law, sefer krisa. So we darshan, the Torah Shabbat Pah darshan, because of law, l'shmo. So by the matzah also, it says, ushmartem es ha-matzahs. Ushmartem es ha-matzahs means you should be careful, you shouldn't turn into chametz. So the Gemara understands more than that. Not only you should be careful, you shouldn't turn to chametz, you should do the whole afiyah l'shma. Let's say a goy is baking all the matzahs under supervision. The rabbi is watching. So the rabbi, the mashgiach, is watching, so he knows that it's not chametzik. So we say that that's not acceptable. You have to have afiyah ha-matzah l'shma. If a goy does it, I'll be din. A goy cannot think l'shma. Why can a goy not think l'shma? Oh, tazah shvach ha-kot, he can't think l'shma. So that's a halacha. Whoever is ain't a b'toris cannot create l'shma. Since the goy doesn't have an obligation to eat matzah, the mazel is that the women are mechuyev to eat matzahs, because for many centuries the women always used to bake the matzahs. Now they have machines. Now they have Jews set up the machines and then someone pushes the button. But for many centuries the women used to bake the matzahs. So if the din is, if the women would have been potter, matzah should have really been a mitzvah saseh, as my grandma, women should have been potter. So the Gemara in Pesachim learns out from a pasuk, it's an exception to the rule. The Rambam points out there are more exceptions to the rule, there are mitzvahs that are exceptions to the rule than there are the rule. Women are mechuyev in matzah, mechuyev in korban pesach, mechuyev in hakel, mechuyev in kiddush. Most of the mitzvahs, as my grandma, the women are mechuyev in. It sits us in tefillin, they're potter. There aren't too many more mitzvahs, as my grandma, that they're potter from. Yeah, most of the more mitzvahs, my grandma, that they're mechuyev in than the potter. So that's what the Rishonim say. If women would have been potter from the mitzvah of matzah, women wouldn't be able to create lishma. Whoever is ena b'toras cannot create lishma. That's what the Gemara says. A nochri cannot write a get l'shma because there's no institution of a get by goyim. The two opinions in the Yerushalmi, what if a goyish couple wants to break up? So there's one opinion that they say, goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you, shake hands and we'll be friends. Either he can initiate the divorce or she can initiate it. And they say goodbye and that's it. And the other opinion is, like the Catholic Church has adopted, they can't get divorced. Once they get married, there's no way to break up the marriage. They're stuck for the rest of their lives. They Rambam paskins lahakel, that the goyim can just say goodbye, nice knowing you, that's it. And the Pope and the Catholic Church has adopted the other opinion in the Yerushalmi, lahachmer, that they have no gerushin at all. So that's what the Gemara says. A goy, if the husband wants to divorce his wife, and he asks the goy, write me a get, so a goy cannot create lishma because he's ain't a b'toris gerushin. A goy doesn't have an institution of a get b'ksav. Either he has no divorce at all, period, or he has divorce bal peh, but he doesn't have an institution of writing a get. That's why a goy cannot create lishma by a get.
Does he have a din of
kiddushin? He has a din of kiddushin, yeah. If he sleeps with someone else's wife, the chay misa, there's a din of eshes ish, yeah.
So
there is a din of eshes.
What's the mitzvah that makes him mikadosh a goy?
Bia. We have three kinds. We have kesef, shtar, or bia. Yeah. By the goyim, they only have kiddushei bia.
Oh.
So if they're together, the Gemara learns that from Pesukim. The goyim only have kiddushei bia, yeah. I don't know, you can't call it kiddushin. Kiddushin means you add kiddushin. They have ishus. Are they bia? Hashem, eshes, hashem, eshes, sheish, ki...
How does it say?
Behi bu'ol azbal. How does the pasuk say? Behi bu'ol azbal. So the Gemara says, "Bulos bal yesh lahem nichnan seluchub v'loy nivah la'ein lahem." That by the Nachim they only have issues ayudei be'ila. V'hi bulos bal is also in Bereishis somewhere. Yeah.
So if two goyim had a ceremony in a church and they had not consummated the marriage,
so they're single. They're not married yet, right? It's only an issue after they were together. Yeah, because when they're not together, isn't it? And even if they're together, l'shem znus. He goes to a prostitute, so that's not the issues. It's only issues if they're living together, the shame issues. They want to be married together. But giving a ring and go to the justice of the peace, that's not chal. Yeah. So the din is, you need a shmata misamatz, you have to watch the matzah should become chametz. Then the Torah Shabbat adds on an additional level of understanding in the pasuk of shmata misamatz, you should make shmura matzah. Shmura matzah means asiyah lishma. You have to bake it lishma. So if a goy will bake the matzahs and you have mashgichim watching all over the place, we know for sure it's not chametz that we're watching everything, but it's not called asiyah lishma. So you're allowed to eat it on Pesach, but you can't use it for the seder, because for the matzah mitzvah leil haseder, the kezesim of matzah have to be asiyah lishma. So this is what the Braisa is discussing. Can you be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with a matzah that the kusi baked? Can you be yotze the mitzvah leil haseder? Can you rely on the kusi that he baked it lishma, that he had in zin, he had in mind that he's baking it lishma? Oh, so the Gemara says we know that they are. It doesn't say in Chumash that you need lishma. That's a drasha of the Torah Shabbat. But we know that they are makpid. They were makpid to bake the matzahs lishma. Just like we scream out the Shem Mitzvah's matzah, they do the whole kneading and the Nesinus Amayim and the baking. So the Kusim did it exactly the same. So that's a machlokes hataraim. It's loksiva, it doesn't say in Chumash, and in principle the Kusim, if they want to be consistent, they shouldn't observe it because they didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh, but they were not consistent. Certain parts of the Torah Shabbat Peh, we know that they were huchzuku, they did observe. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Ditanya, matzahs kusi muteris, you're allowed to eat it all 7 days of Pesach, and not only that, you can rely on the kusi that is not chametz. Vodim yotze b'idecha vasa b'pesach, you can be yotze the mitzvah and say the mach abracha v'achilas matzah. You can even rely on the fact that he did it lishma. Rab Leza Oyser, here it's a question in the Rishayna. What do you mean Oyser? L'fshem b'kim b'tikduke mitzvahs k'yisrael. They're not so careful. Rab Leza Oyser means you're not allowed to eat it all 7 days of Pesach. You have to be concerned. Maybe it's chametz because they're not so careful. We are very careful. We know it has to be less than 18 minutes. You're going to let it sit for 18 minutes. The chametz process may begin already. So he says he can't rely on the kusim. They're not going to be medactic on the 18 minutes. That's where it goes. Oyser, Pashup Shah. Oyser, you're not allowed to eat all of 7 days of Pesach. Other Rishonim say, Oyser, you can't use it for the Seder. It doesn't fit in with the words. That's what the Rishonim argue. It should say, Rab Lezer Oymer, you can't use it for the Seder. It should say, Rab Lezer Oymer, Ein Onim Yetzidech of Oser B'Leil Pesach. Oyser means, Oser to eat it because of Chametz, not because of not Lushma. So the Pashup Shah, Rab Lezer says, you can't even eat it all 7 days of Pesach. Not only are we concerned maybe there's no lishma for the Seder, you're concerned maybe it's chametz, because ein bikim b'dikduke mitzvahs ki Yisrael. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. Okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, he says, kol mitzvah she'achzika b'kusim, any mitzvah that they observe, we know that they observe it, har b'midaktikim bo yosem Yisrael. They'll even be more conscientious than the Jewish people will be. Yeah. So, the Gemara is going to comment line by line. The Gemara said it's a machlekes hatanaim, whether the kusim have nemanis on something that's only known through the Torah Shebaal Peh, but we know that they do observe it. So where is the machlekes hatanaim? So the Gemara is going to explain line by line. Amar, it says in the Braisa, the first line, matzas kusim muteres, v'odem yotze bo, yidecha vasa b'pesach. Fegmor pshita. Once you say the first line, it's muteres, means it's not chametz, of course you can use it for the Seder. What did you add on with the second line? Odim yetzidech avas, zagmar nein, it's not pshita. Ma'u de tema, one might have said, loy biki bishimur. The baki, that is not chametz. So, the Tanakhama could have said, matzas kusi muteres, the ein onim yetzidech avas. I would say it's muter all the Pesach, but not for the first night for the Seder, you need lishma. Kamash Malan, the Tanakhama says, no, the kusim not only are nemanim that it's not chametz, they are nemanim that they made it lishma too. Okay. What's Loi Garcinon? Kasava Loi Biki Bishimor. Yeah, we don't have it. We have Ma'u Detema. Yeah. Loi Biki Bishimor, that's an interpretation within the next Tana. Ablezer Oyser, Lefishem Bikim Bidikduke Mitzvahs. So there was a Girse. The Rab Lezer only says the matzah's kusi is not good for the Seder, but for the rest of Pesach it is good. So Rashi doesn't like that, because says Rab Lezer Oyser. That's what Rashi says. V'la milsehi, that pshat is not good. Change the loshon Oyser. Should say Rab Lezer, he can't use it for the Seder. The fact that he says Oyser sounds like all 7 days he can't use it. Yeah. So there was a different girsa in the Gemara explaining Rav Lezer differently, and Rashi doesn't like that girsa. We in our Gemara they already threw it out. What Rashi says should be thrown out was already thrown out. By the time they came to the Vilna Shas, it was removed already. So the Gemara explains, what does the Tanakhama say? The Tanakhama says, not only did we trust the Kusim that the matzahs are not chametz, we trust the Kusim that he made it lishma. Fine. One might have thought to distinguish kamash malana. Reb Lezer, I said, while Hashem became a duke mitzvahs, what is he called kasavar? Loi biki bishima. You can't trust the Kusi, even on the basic point, whether it's chametz or not. They may not be careful. They may let it sit for more than 18 minutes, and the chametz process may begin to set in, and you can't trust the Kusi. Reb Shim Gamli Aloymer, the third time, was it the Gezak? Reb Shim Gamli Aloymer, called mitzvah shechzika bakusim. Any mitzvah that they're careful about, harbim medaktik nebo yesim yisrael, they're even more conscientious than the Jewish people are. In other words, vosa tegazok, Reb Shim Gamliel, he said the same as the Tanakhama, that you can rely on the kusim, as far as the matzahs are concerned, both to eat it all of Pesach, it's not chametz, and to eat it by the Seder that he made it lishma, freg demar sahin the Tanakhama. So what did they quote the third time, as if there's a third opinion over here? He said the same thing as the Tanakhama. And for the Gemara, Ikha Benayu, no, there is a difference between the Tanakhama of Shim Gamliel in a different case, Ikha Benayu, Dichsiva, Valoyach, Zikubo. What if there's a mitzvah that says Beferish in the Chumash? We don't know one way or the other, but we have no knowledge whether the Kusim are careful about that. So Reb Shim Gamliel says, Kol mitzvah Shech Zikubo Kusim. If you know that they observe it, so then you can rely on them. If you don't know one way or the other, even though it's in Chumash, and their shitas that they follow Torah Shebichzav, you can't trust them because they don't always follow Torah Shebichzav. But on the lif nevelasite michshol, we hold that that's Torah Shebichzav, not to give treifas to someone else, and they drag the way out of it that to give treifas is not included. So that's how the Gemara first suggests. Maybe fake Gemara b'shimgalil ha'na tanakama. He said the same as tanakama, that the kusi is neman on the matzah, is neman that it's lishma, you can trust him. Everything more, no. Perhaps the difference is the following. The Gemara is going to reject it. What if it's a din in the Chumash that says Beferish, how to observe the din, and we don't know one way or the other whether the Kusim observe it? Tanakhama Sover, it would appear that Tanakhama is of the opinion, keep Nechsiva, whatever says black and white in Chumash, even though you don't know one way or the other, you have the right to assume that the Kusim do observe it, if they're religious Kusim. So they observe everything that's Torah Shebichzav. Reb Shim Gamliel Sover, not so. He says no. Even if it's Beferish and Pasuk, Reb Shim Gamliel says, Kol mitzvah shech zikubo. It's not good enough that we know it's in Chumash. We have to know that they're careful about it. Shim Gamliel Sover, Yachzik in. If we know that they observe it, it's good. He has no money. See, lo yachzik. Lo. If you don't know one way or the other, whether the Kusim are careful, then they wouldn't be believed. So the Gemara first suggested that's the machlokes hatana. That's not what we were driving at before. The Gemara said before, whether the kusim and the monim and the shchita and the shchitas oifes and the chomish el cheshchita, it's not written in chomish. Chomish el cheshchita is Torah shabal peh. Shchita loif is Torah shabal peh. But we know it's achzik. We know that they do observe it. So the Gemara said the kusim and the monim, and that issue whether Kusi has nemanis and a halacha that's Torah Shebal Peh, but we know that they're careful about it. The Gemara said before that's a machlokes hatanan. So far the Gemara is giving there's a machlokes tanakam Reb Shim Gamliel has nothing to do with what we said before. Reb Shim Gamliel will be more than what?
Reb Shim Gamliel said no matter what, whether it's fair with it, if they observe it, they observe it 100%.
Right.
So that's a question. The question is not whether it's written or not written. The question
is
what do they observe?
Right. Reb Shim Gamliel says it all depends whether we know that they observe it. If we know they observe it, then they're monim on that. Right. But the Gemara said before, when they introduced this Tosefta, they said this issue is a machlokes hatanon. Where did he see this issue is a machlokes? If you have a chunk of Torah Shebal Peh, which in principle the Kusim should not have observed, but we know they do observe it. Would they have nemanis or not? And the chomish el cheshchita is not beferish. It's all kasher tzivisicha. It's all Torah Shebal Peh. Shchita life is also Torah Shebal Peh. If you hold from it, maybe it's only with the rabbanah. Maybe hold this only with the Rabbanah Shechita life. Or even though it's been a Torah, it's only Torah Shabbat Peh. The Farish and Chumash only talks about Shechita by Behema and Chayim. So the Gemara said before, whether the Kusi would be Baglaif, whether it would be believed, and a Torah Shabbat Peh didn't, which we know that they're careful about, would depend on a Machlokes HaTanaim. We didn't see the Machlokes HaTanaim yet. Because first the Gemara suggested, there's clearly some Machlokes here. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Tanakama said the same thing. But what did the Brisa quote Reb Shimon Gamliel? Hayna Tanakama, if you're saying the same thing? Moses says, no, there's a slight machlokes between them. So the first suggestion was, if you have a din that's black and white and chumash, and you don't know one way or the other whether they observe it. So the first thing Moses said, that's the machlokes. Tanakama sova kibin echziva, since it's beferish and chumash, avgavdolo yachzikabo, we don't know one way or the other whether they observe it, they are believed. No, yachzikan or yachziklo. We have to know that they observe it. Even if it's beferish and chumash, you can't trust them if you don't know, unless you know beferish at the kutzma observed. So the Gemara says that doesn't seem to be correct. That interpretation, that is the nekudas amachlekes between the Tanakama, Rab Shimon Gamliel, a din that's beferish and Torah shebichzav, ksiva, and you don't know one way or the other where achzek, whether they observe it, doesn't fit into the words. E, hochi, if that's the nekudas amachlekes, so the wording of Rab Shimon Gamliel doesn't read straight. Kol mitzvah shikl bakusim. He shouldn't say kol. He should say it like this: im herziku meboyle. If we know that they observe their belief, he didn't say im herziku. He says kol mitzvah herziku. Elul Gemara says wrong. Ike benayu the loik siva v'yachziku bo. That's the machlok. What we said before, tanoihi machlok satanaim. That is the machlok satanaim. That's how you have to learn the machlokes. What's the case? You have halachas of Torah Shabbat like chomish ulchas shchita, and that you need shchita la'if. You need shchita life, and this is not at all Torah shebichsav. If anything, it's Torah shebal peh, maybe even only mid the rabban. But we know that they do observe it. So the Tanakama would say that they're not baglaif. Tanakama would say we don't believe him because it's not Torah shebichsav. Rab Shimon Gamliel says no, kol mitzvah shechazika bo. We know that they observe it. So even though it's Torah shebal peh, and the kusim should have been consistent. You should not have observed it, but we know the Maisa, they do observe it. So Mishim Gamliel says that they have namonis. Elika Benayah, that's the machlekes. The loik siva v'yachzikbo. It doesn't say beferish in Chumash, like lishmo by the matzah, or like shchita la'oif, or like chomish ulcha shchita, not beferish. But achzikbo, we know that they do observe it. Tanakamas of the kid in the loik siva, Tanakamas of the opinion, since if it's not black and white in the Chumash, not Torah shebichsav, even though we know that they observe it, he can't trust the Kusi. He may decide one fine day to be consistent and not to observe anything that's not black and white. Holds, if we know that the Kusim Deraklal observe this chunk of Torah Shabbat Peh, then all the Kusim have their money. We don't have to be choshish that maybe this Kusi decided to change. Fine. So the Gemara, again, just to go back the context, the opening Mishnah in Chulin, the first two lines, first two half lines contradicted each other. Hakol shochtim lechatchila, we allow anybody to shecht, even someone who you might have thought shouldn't be permitted to shecht. Then it says, in b'di'evet, everybody shechita is good. Or in b'di'evet, you first started off by saying, hakol shochtim lechatchila, and then you say, in b'di'evet, everybody is good. So there the Gemara gave six different interpretations. We spent 2 weeks ago on this, and we spent a lot of time. So one of the interpretations was based on Rava's did. So the Gemara quotes again, Gufa, my Rava. Let's go back to what we quoted from Rava on Daf Gimel, on the previous Gimel of Aleph. Gufa, my Rava. What was the memory? Yisrael Mumer, a Jew eats Nevela. He doesn't, the Nevela meat is much less, it goes to the AMP. And the kosher meat is much more expensive, so he always buys nevela meat. But he was brought up religious, and he knows how to shecht. So if I give him a check, and I give him a bame, and I say shecht, and he says shecht, and he says he tells me he did a good job, so then we do believe him, because basically he would want to be religious also, just machmas chimad mamet. The kosher food is too expensive, that's why he doesn't do it. But lo shavik eter v'ochel isura, if he has a breira of making it kosher, of shechting it properly, or if the price would be the same, he would buy the kosher meat. But if it's more expensive, then not. But if he has the ability to shecht it, we trust him. We saw Mumer, Ech Nevedus L'Teyovain, he's not Lahachis. Lahachis is Ech Nevedus L'Teyovain. Ech Nevedus L'Teyovain doesn't mean He wants to give the Rebbeinu Shlom a heart attack. He wants to give him a mungen fella. No, lachas just means ain't a makbid. It doesn't make a difference. Kosher treif, he doesn't care at all. Ain't a makbid. Ochan debelus letei avain means he doesn't keep kosher because it's too expensive. But if he can, if yeah, to save money. But if it's not an issue of saving money, you give him a chicken, you give him a knife, and you say, you know how to shecht? Yeah, he used to be a shechet before he gave up the whole observance. He used to be a shechet, but now it's too expensive to keep kosher. So you give him a knife so you can trust him. That's Rabbi's chiddush. Baidik sakin, you can't trust him on the bedikas ha-sakin, that's a dovish yesh potircha. So that we have to be baidik the sakin ourselves. But then, benosila, I give him the knife, even though I was not watching the way he shechts it, I can trust him when he says that he shechted it properly. So my timer, why can you trust him? He has a prayer of doing a good job or doing a poor job making an avela. And he knows how to shecht. We know in the past he knew how to shecht. So Rava says, we assume a psychological lumdana, l'shavik heter v'ochal yisura. He'll do it right. You don't have to be choshesh. Because we know the only reason why he eats non-kosher is because it's too expensive. And over here, there's no issue of money, no factor of money. He's going to do it right. If you really trust him, kila barak nami. So why can't you let him do the bedikas hasakin? Mor says not mitrach leitar. No, davish yesh patircha. Since he's a mumer, he always eats not kosher, so you can't trust him on that. But the shechita that he, I don't know. But apparently the shechita is easier to do than the bedikas hasak. I don't know. Zog the gemara. This is a rabbis chiddush. Rabbis chiddush. A mumer echan nevelus letayavain. Has namanis to say that he shechted properly. Not all the Amoraim agree with the Rabbi. The others disagree. Doesn't have namanis. But Rabbi claims that he has namanis. So when Rabbi said this, shtikal Torah to the Talmidim, Omer le Rabbana le Rabbi, Rabbana means the Talmidim. The Talmidim and Rabbi's yeshiva told Rabbi, Tanya, the Messiah Loch, there's a beferish a Tosefta that says like you. The Amoraim were not aware of all the Tosefta. Amoraim, Taisus points out in different places, Amoraim had to know all the Mishnais. If he didn't know all the Mishnais, then you can't be a card-carrying member of the club of Amoraim. Amoraim, that's what Taisus said. You can never have it to Yufta against an Amora from an Ofen and Mishnah. When you have sometimes the Gemara has Rish Lakish says something, and they say to Yufta, the Rish Lakish to Yufta. So the Taisus will always explain the Gemara, the Rav of the Amoraim hall that he's up Gifrek, but he himself has a different interpretation of that Mishnah. He would never formulate an opinion if there's an. He wouldn't formulate an opinion that's against an offer and a Mishnah. It can't be that he forgot a Mishnah. The Amoraim used to recite the Mishnahs all the time. But the Tosefta's, they didn't know. They didn't know all the Brises. They didn't know all the Brises. Tosefta has in a few places, yeah. So the Gemara says, Omer le Rabbana le Rabbi. So the Talmidim told Rabbi, Tanya the Messiah Loch, there's a Beferish of Tosefta that says, like you said, that even though the guy is an Avarion, but basically he's a religious person. It's too expensive to be really 100% religious. So he'll buy the non-kosher meat, because it's less expensive. Or let's say, bal yiro, bal yimotze. So I have a house full of Cheerios. My wife buys when it's on sale. Whatever, you have Wheaties, Cheerios, we have all kinds of stuff in the freezer. You tell me, before Pesach, I have to burn all the chametz. That's $100 worth of chametz I have in the freezer, I have in the house, a lot of stuff. So it's hashad the gelt. So there were Abarayanim in the days of the Tanoim who felt as hashad the gelt, I'm not going to throw out the chametz. I'd rather violate Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze, rather than lose $100 worth of chametz. But then the Brisa says, Chemtzen shel Orbi Aveire. I have a next door neighbor who's not religious, he does not sell his chametz. And he keeps the chametz in the house. So after a week after Pesach, he invites me to have some Cheerios by him, or he wants to give me a box of Cheerios. So the Gemara says, Achra Pesach, Mutta Miyad, the day after Pesach, right? An hour after Pesach, an hour or two after Pesach is over, I can already eat the chametz that he has. Why? Because they themselves are not going to lose $100 worth of chametz by throwing it out, by burning it, or throwing it in the garbage. Ashad the gel, but basically they are religious people. So after Pesach is over, we assume that they're going to swap their box of Wheaties with the goy's box of Wheaties. Chametz over all of our Pesach is a machlokes hatanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, whether it's an Issa deraisa, an Issa derabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that all chametz in the world, when it comes Pesach, all the chametz in the world becomes pasah b'achila li'ayim l'mvoed, period. So it doesn't help. After Pesach, I'm going to go to a goyish bodega, a goyish grocery store, and I'm going to buy chametz. All the chametz in the world is asa. Chametz shel nachri, chametz shel yisod. It doesn't make a difference. All chametz in the world is asa. So we don't paschal like that. We paschal like Reb Shimon. The chametz she'ava, all about Pesach, is only a penalty with the Rabbanim and Atarah, it's mutter. On Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz. But chametz she'ava, all about Pesach, after Pesach is over, all the chametz is mutter. Just a penalty with the Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to eat it. They made a penalty with the Rabbanon because the fellow violated by Rabbi Matzah. So they only made a penalty if it's chametz shel Yisrael. Chametz shel nachri, they never made a penalty. So these Bali Avera, these Avayonim, Chemtzon, Shalovri Avera, they were Jews who were not religious. They wouldn't sell a chametz to the guy. They wouldn't eat the chametz on Pesach, but they wouldn't burn it. So after Pesach, we have the right to assume that within a few hours, they're going to exchange their Wheaties with the guy's Wheaties, because basically they want to be religious. And they know the chametz shel Pesach is a penalty with the Rabbanon. So they don't want to violate eating chametz shavah. They don't eat the chametz on Pesach either. They just don't destroy it. They don't dispose of it. They don't violate by roi by matzah. See, by us, we have an institution of mechiras chametz. So we solve the whole problem. You can keep all the chametz in your house, in your freezer, in your cupboards. You just sell the chametz to the guy. But in the days at a time, they didn't have such a patent. They didn't have that institution yet of mechiras chametz. The earliest mechiras chametz they have is a tosefta. And saw him that if a fellow is going on a trip on a boat, and they don't have catered meals on the boat, it's not like today. So everybody has to bring his own food. So he brings with him chametz, and he's going to be on the boat a week before Pesach, and another month after Pesach. He's going to America, whatever. He's going to be on the boat for 2 months. So he's going to throw his chametz into the ocean. So what's he going to eat after Pesach is over? So the Tosefta says, let him sell the chametz to a guy, and after Pesach, buy it back from the guy. So based on that, the Tosefta, that's a shas hatrak. The Tosefta is calling shas hatrak. The guy, he can't recommend throw your chametz into the ocean. What's he going to eat after Pesach is over? He can't live on apples and pears for a whole month. He has to eat some food. So we have the institution, we have mechiras chametz, everybody sells a chametz. But in the days of the Torah, they didn't have it yet. So that's why you have the Bali Avera. If it's so easy to pashrayim the chametz, just call up the rabbi and say, please sell the chametz for me. So 1, 2, 3, what does he have to be an avarian for? So they didn't have this patent yet. In the days of Tarim, they didn't have that idea that you can do mechiras chametz and leave it in your house. They didn't think of that. So the fellow violated Bali Rabbi much, but then after Pesach is over, we assume that he certainly will exchange his box of Wheaties for the guy's box of Wheaties. So he won't be in violation of the Issa de Rabbanon of eating chametz she'ava olav ha'pesach. So you see that even though the fellow is a balavera, lo shavik eter v'achal yisura, he'll go out of his way, like over here. The fellow is a mumreich on nevelas l'teyavayim, he eats nevela meat, he buys nevela meat because it's less expensive, but if I give him a knife and I give him a chicken, and he knows how to shecht, he'll certainly do a good job. So Rava's idea, lo shavik eter v'achal yisura, is backed up. Is supported by the Tosefta. We assume that after Pesach, they'll all exchange their boxes of chametz with a neighbor, a goyish box of chametz, and then they won't want to violate the Issa de Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, Savruha, the Talmidim in Yeshiva, who told this to Rabbah, thought, Homani Rabbi Yudhi. They thought that this Braisa that says that the chametzim shalav yaveira is mutaref the pes b'nei shei machlif, and they thought that Bryce even goes aliba the Reb Yude. The Amar Reb Yude has the machlekes with Reb Shimon, where the chametz she'ava all of HaPesach is the raisa de Rabbanon. The Talmidim brought a raya to Rava. Rava is talking that the mumarech and the velus l'teyoven is nemon is bagloipt on shchita de raisa. So how do they prove from the fact if b'nei shei machlif, and we assume that he's going to be religious, he's going to be medakteik to exchange it? Maybe you only have this kula on a din de rabbanon to rely on this kula by chametz all about Pesach. Maybe it's really a safek. Maybe it's not a vade. Maybe it's not a roi. It's not a psychological umdine. That even the avarian who only does the avera l'teyavain, whenever he can fix it up, he'll do it. Maybe it's only a safek, not a psychological umdine, a roi. So maybe Safik the Rabbanon Lekula. Maybe we respect the Chumash of all about Pesach, but the Holy Easter is only the Rabbanon to begin with. So maybe it's considered a Safik. Maybe Mimpnei Shehechlif. But by Shechita, a Safik wouldn't be enough to rely on it. If it's just a Safik, maybe he did a good job. It's only a Safik. So he wouldn't be allowed to eat it. So how did the Talmidim think that this was a proof? This Tosefta is a proof to Rav. So that's when the Gemara spells out. So Vrua, the Bnei HaYeshiva who brought this Tanya Kavasei, they brought the Brisa, the Tosefta supports Rav's opinion. So Vrua, they were of the opinion, Hamani, the top line on Dalet Amud Beis, they thought Hamani Rav Yudahi. They thought that the Tosefta even goes Alibi Rav Yudah. The Omar, his opinion is, we don't accept his opinion. His opinion is Chomet Shavala Pesach, the Raisa. It's an Issa, the Raisa. And nonetheless, Uktani in the Tosefta says, Pnei Shem Achlifim. So he said, it's not a Sufik. We assume it's a Rubid Alaysa Kamon. Basically, they're religious. He's a Mumala Teyavan. He violates because he doesn't want to lose the money. But basically, whenever he can, we assume that he will be misaking it. So who had the Nami by the Shechita, he'll do a good job. Alma, what do you see? What can you prove from the Tastaf, the Shavak Terba, Khalisura? So the same thing is true regarding Shechita. Zog the Gemara Verzok, who says that the Tastafta goes like Rabbi Yudah, Mimai, who says that they're right, the Bnei HaYeshiva, Dilma Rab Shimini. Maybe the Tastafta goes the way we pass in La Locha, like Rab Shimon by Yechoy is Rab Shimon. Dilma Chomet Zachar HaPesach, the Rabbanon. Maybe the Tastafta goes like the Halacha, that Chomet Zachar HaPesach is only the Rabbanon. And when Mekel Memtein Shem Achlifim, it's a Sufik, maybe Machlifim. It's a Sufik der Rabbanon Lekula. But a Sufik by Shechita, that's a Sufik der Raisa Lechumer. So maybe this idea, Lo Shavik Heter Rochel Yisura, maybe it's not an Umdana that it's most likely that he fixed it. Maybe it's a Sufik, maybe he fixed it. So you only Mekel on the Rabbanons. Chimiki Linon bid the Rabbanon, because it's only a Sufik bid the Raisa, Lo Miki Linon. So that's how the Gemara asks against the Talmid HaYeshiva. Talmid HaYeshiva thought that the Sefta goes like Rabbi Yudah, the Chomet Shavala Pesach is an issue deraisa, and still Yemekel, because it's a Ruba, the Leisa Kaman, Memnei Shei Machlifim, Moshav HaKeter V'achal Yisura. And Mar says, how do you know? Maybe Machlifim is only a Sufik. So Gnemar B'tevi Nami Rab Shimon. So Gnemar says, who cares whether it's Rab Shimon or Rab Yudah? It doesn't make a difference. It's not Muta because Ulai Hechlifu. It doesn't say maybe Hechlifu and Sufik Darabot. It says Mepnei Shehein Machlifin. It says we have the right to assume that they exchanged it with a guy after Pesach, exchanged their chametz with someone else's chametz, so they won't be in violation of eating chametz Shavala Pesach. That's what the Gemara says. The Tehevi Nami Rab Shimon, who cares whether the Tosefta goes like Rabbi Yudah like Rab Shimon? Niktani, does it say in the Braisa Sha'ani Oimer that they have the right to assume that maybe Hechlifu? Shani Yoyme means Taliya b'derabbanon. By din derabbanon, they say Safik derabbanon kul. Shani Yoyme have a right to assume that maybe Safik derabbanon kul. No, it doesn't say that. Same nesha machlifin k'tani. The vada machlifin. It's a ruba deleisa kamon. The lo shavik etera ba'ochel isura. So Madach, the guy, the next door neighbor, the Ebra there, is not so religious. He doesn't dispose of his chametz. He violated by Yerah, by Motzi. So Madach, we assume that Vavadois, he's going to be careful not to violate an Issa de Rabbanon, El Chomet Sha'ava Olav HaPesach. He's going to exchange it, he's going to be Machlef Madach, Med de Rabbanon Lo Shavik Eter Bachli Sura. So by Shechita, it's a Din de Raisa Le Koshkein. There are certain people, they're more careful on Din de Raisa, they're not going to mess around. Din de Rabbanon, it's only Med de Rabbanon anyway. It's only Med de Rabbanon. That's how you start off. That's how the conservatives always start off. The din is only with the Rabbanon to begin with, so therefore, hey mama, hey mama, they were rabbis and we're rabbis, and we have the right to away with the din, the Rabbanon. That's how you start off. So that's what the Gemara says, the Chakal v'Chaymer. Umada, Chomet Shavala Pesach is only the Rabbanon, we assume that the guy, not a Safik, the Rabbanon. Mepnei Shehei Machlifim is an Umdina, that he did it. Oshav HaKeter Bachli, so we assume it's a Rubid Aleisa Kamon Avadai, so by the Raisa LaKol Shekein, by Dinam the Raisa Bashchita, we certainly should assume that the guy's going to be careful. So that's the shaila. Do we paskin like Rav or not? Rav is oktachidish. Muma oichan nevelus l'teyavain is believed. We don't trust the mam because hasakin, that's a dovish yesh batircha. But once I'm baidik to sakin min osin lo, I don't have to watch monies. I don't have to be yaitse minichnas. I assume lo shavik hatei roch li sura, he's nemo to say that he did a good job on the shechita. So the Gemara says, Lema misayale, should I say that the following braisa supports Rava Shita? The braisa says Hakol Shochtim. It's a takeoff on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hakol Shochtim, and it doesn't explain who we're referring to. So we had all the six interpretations of the different Amaraim. Who is it alluding to? So here there's a braisa that spells out who it's referring. Hakol Shochtim. You allow anybody and everybody to shecht means even people whom you would have thought not. So who is that? Three people: Afilu Kusi, Afilu Orel, Afilu Yisrael Mumer. Even a Kusi, that was one of the six pshatim. It goes on a Kusi. Abai Barava both said it goes on a Kusi. Even a Kusi, even an Orel, a person never had a bris mila, and even a Yisrael Mumer. So the Gemara says, "Hi Orel Hechidomi." What do you mean? A Yid who never had a bris mila is allowed to shecht lechatchila. Hechidami, what's the case? Ilema, if you should say they couldn't imagine a Jew is not going to do a bris mila on his child, how can it be? Today you have a lot of Jews after the Second World War. A lot of Jews didn't want to perform mila. They didn't want to be able to be identified as Jews. The Nazis caught a lot of people by checking the men. They saw they had a bris mila, so they knew they were Jewish, so they killed them. So after the Second World War, many Jews are afraid to do bris mila. Others don't want to do on principle. That's right. You should go ahead. So the Gemara says, "Hi, oral hechidam. What kind of an oral are we talking about? Ileima meisu echo machmas mila. That there's a medical condition. We're concerned that there's hemophilia in the family. They did a bris on previous babies and they died, so you're not allowed to do a bris." So the Gemara says, "So you need a chiddush and the brisa hakol shechtim even an oral. What's the chiddush? Ha Yisrael mal Yehu. He's a perfect Yisrael. He's honest. He's not allowed to perform the bris mila. Whenever there's a slight svek of a sakona." You're not allowed to perform the bris mila. That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Whether a person, an adult, after bar mitzvah, and he didn't perform the bris mila because of medical concerns. So Rashi always says, the pasuk says, kol orel lo yochel bar. An orel is not allowed to eat. So Rashi on the Gemara, Rashi on Chumash, Rashi always says, whenever it comes up the Gemara, Rashi always says, meisa echa machmas mila. Rashi can't imagine a Jew is not going to observe bris mila. He didn't live in our generation. The Rashi says, Oro goes on Mesech Machmas Mila. And the Rabbi Natam and Taisus in a few Mesichtas quotes Rabbi Natam disagree. Zoktanein, if it's Mesech Machmas Mila, we have no Tarumas against him. Only if he's a Mumala Reilus. But if he's not Mechuyiv to be Mal, so he's no Psul of Oro. Not a Psul, according to Rabbi Natam, it's not a Psul Bifneatzma. It's only if he's a Mumala Reilus, then he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Same Machleg is whether he's allowed to eat Truma. There's a perik in Yevam, is the end of Yevam, so it's called perika oral. So it says, it starts off, an oral is not permitted to eat truma. So in the first Mishnah, perika oral is machleg is Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says again, oral means mechze, meisa echa machmas mila. Even though he's not mechuyiv, he's not allowed to do a bris mila, because suffix sakon, he's not permitted to do a bris mila. Even if he wants to, we won't let him. But still, Rashi says, the suffix sof, he's an oral, he's not allowed to eat truma. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees in the Taisus. In a few Masichtas, they quote the Rashi appears in a few Masichtas, and Taisus appears also in a few Masichtas disagreeing with the Rashi. He's not really a Yisrael Ma'alya. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the whole Lashon. In Hilchas Shechita, it says, a Yisrael Oral, because Mesech Machmas Mila, Yisrael Ma'alyahu, and he can Shecht Lachatchila. He quotes the Lashon from the Gemara like that. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Yisrael is a perfect, full fledged Jew. According to Rashi, it's not 100%. He's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to eat Truma. It means, but again, to Shechita, he's a full Yisrael, but there's something lacking over there. The fact that he's unable to perform the Bris Mila, bottom line, he is an Oral. According to Rashi, he is an Oral. So, but again, to Shechita means he's so Malya, he's a perfect Yisrael. Ela, Pshita, what does it mean? Afilu Oral. What it must mean, Pshita, Mumala Reilus. He's an adult and there's no medical condition and he refuses on principle to perform the bris mila. So how is it? So the braisa says, Hakol shecht mafilo oral. We allow this oral who's a mumal arelus. We permit him to shecht. Why don't you say it's a chashegetz? A mumal adavar echad. There are 613 mitzvahs and on principle he refuses to observe one of the mitzvahs. Lashon hara, basically we all subscribe to Lashon hara. Every so often we talk Lashon Hara. We enjoy it, so we don't think what we're doing. But in principle, we know that it's not right. Here, this guy, he refuses to observe the mitzvah. He took one mitzvah, he just refuses to observe it. The mitzvah of Mila, he doesn't want to observe it. So there's a machlekes hatanaim in Pcheres on Daf Lamed where the mumah l'davar echad has a din of mumah l'chala terakula or not. Rav Meir and the Chachamim. So we pass him like the Chachamim. Mumah l'davar echad is not a mumah l'chala terakula. It's not din of kakum. The only davar echad, when you say, if you have a mumer, person is an avarian. He violates davar echad. When they have din of kakum, either he's a mumah l'abodizara, he worships abodizara. So even though all the other mitzvahs he observes, his boss is a Christian, and the boss wants him to come to church with him, otherwise he's going to fire him. So he goes to church every Sunday, and he prays to Yashke. So that's a mumah l'abodizara. It's din of kakum l'chala terakula. Even though he only violates one aver, everything else he observes. Well, let's say mumah l'chal Shabbos b'far hesya. Also, the next daf hey, the Gemara is going to say mumah l'chal Shabbos b'far hesya. B'far hesya means b'mezid and b'far hesya. He's not embarrassed from anybody. So that's also yotze min haklal. Mumah l'chal Shabbos b'far hesya dina ka'akum. But a mumah l'arelus is a mumah l'davar echad. So it's the old machlokes ha'men ha'chachamim. V'kosovar, the Gemara says, and the Braisa is of the opinion. Fine, okay. So that's what the first line in the Braisa says. Even though he's a mumal arelus, we permit him to shech because the mumal arelus is not dina kakum. So then the Gemara says, Eima Sefer. So how do we read the next line in this Braisa? Afilu Yisrael mumar. Even Yisrael mumar may shech. Who is that? Hai mumar hechidami. What kind of a mumar are you talking about? E mumar ledavar echad. If he's a mumar, he always is mechal Shabbos, or he always does some avera all the time. He always wears shatnas. He doesn't care. He always talks lashon hara. He not gurus the mit. He always gamvez whatever. He does one avera. So that's a repeat of the first line in the brayso. The first line said hakol shechtem afilo orel means a mumar larelus. So you told me the first line in the Braisa told us already, Mumah l'davar echad is not a dina ka'akum. We don't hold like Rav Meir there in Pcheres Daf Lamed. E Mumah l'davar echad, if that's what the line means, Haina Mumah l'arelus, it's mentioned already. Why did the Braisa give a repeat? Mumah l'arelus and Mumah l'davar echad. Ela alav mus mezog. No, the added line in the Braisa, Afila Mumah, means he's a Mumah, he eats nevelus. That's a chiddush. The guy eats nevelus all the time. So I would have thought he doesn't keep kosher. How can you trust him on the shechita? So that's the Braisa tells me, like Rava, that even though he's a mumah l'tayavon, elalav mumah l'isadavar, ukidei Rava, he's a mumah to eating the velus, and he still has namanis. If he's a mumah for that thing, he shouldn't have namanis. So the Braisa sounds like Rava is right. Mora says, no, not necessarily correctly. Yolamei malach, maybe you can say Rava is wrong. Maybe mumah l'isadavar loy. If he eats nevelis, l'tayavon, because it's less expensive, he's not bagloy. But we wouldn't trust him on the shechita. My time, or why? Keeping the doshba, since he's so used to eating nevela, ketera domile. So what does the braisa mean, afilo mumar? No, the braisa means to say, even a mumar l'avodizara. And a mumar l'avodizara, oh, that's the added chiddush. Orel means a mumar l'arelis, a mumar l'davar echor, is not a mumar l'chalaterakula. But we know there are tanaim who say, that's a we pass in Allah that a mumah l'avodizara is dina ka'akum. So that should be like akum shushochat. So this Bryce is telling me not the way we pass. This Bryce is a tana ukid the Ravonan. The Bryce goes like Ravonan. The Amar Ravonan Amishmol quotes in Amishmol. It's all mumah l'avodizara mutalechol mishchit tosoi. Maybe that's what the Bryce means. You can't prove in the Bryce that Rava is right. The olim you can reject Rava. The guy's keeping the doshba. He's eating nevelus all the time. What do I care for what reason? He eats nevelus. How can you trust him that he's going to be l'shavik heter v'ach l'isur? So the Gemara says, maybe the Braisa says, afilu mumer doesn't go mumer lechol nevelus l'tayavon. It goes on mumer l'avod izare. And even though it's a mumer l'avod izare, it's not dina ka'akum. And then it'll be shaloi ka'alacha, because we're not going to pass him like that. Okay, then the Gemara is going to continue. It's all your day. Everything is in your day. The Aseres HaDibros will proclaim that Har Sinai, it's recorded in Parshas Yisro, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei Alei HaHor, Bekin L'chos Luchas HaBris, I'll give you the Luchas, Aseres HaDibros. So the same thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed, what he recited at Har Sinai, so he wrote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote it on the Luchas. So the luchas are referred to as the luchas abris. Why is it called luchas abris? So they quote from the Vilna Gaon, when a boy and a girl want to get engaged, so the boy gives the girl an engagement ring. That's not the case of Kiddushin. So what's the engagement ring all about? The marriage ring is the case of Kiddushin. The engagement ring is Akrisis Bris. We want to make a deal with you. We want to clinch a deal. They want to get married. So the Luchas are called the Luchas Abris. It's to show that this represents the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. He gave us the Luchas. To show his love. So the Luchas Abris means the Cheftze, the material. The Midrashim say was a heavenly material. The second luchas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Solochosh and Luchas Avonim, you carve out from regular stone. The first luchas doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the stone up. So the Medrash says it was snapirin, some kind of a heavenly material, ruchnizdik material. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the luchas, the material was like an engagement ring to show his love for us. So we hold on to the luchas, it shows that he loves us. But then more than that, that's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon, the luchas with the luchas abris. But more than that, in the Shabbos Dei Kishmona Esrei, what do we say? We speak about the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the luchas to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Shnei luchas avarim harad biyad v'chasuv b'hem shmira Shabbos. Shmira Shabbos says on the luchas abris, and it says it in another place in Chumash also. Not only does the mitzvah of Shabbos appear in the Aseres Adibris and the Luchas, in a different place, that's the only place where Shabbos is written. So many other places. Why did the Chachamim, why did the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, whoever picked this out, why did they choose that section, V'shamanei Sos HaShabbos? Why do we mention Maimon HaSinai? Why do we mention Maimon HaSinai? Shnei luchas labanim harad biyad b'yom delafenach al HaSinai. Why do we talk about HaSinai here? So Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of some Rishani gave a whole fantastic shot that the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos Maimon HaSinai took place on Shabbos. What day of the week was Shavuot? So the Gemara says Shabbos. So if people are happily married, so they celebrate their wedding anniversary. Once a year they celebrate wedding anniversary. When a baby is born, so they celebrate the birthday every year. But when the baby is first born, so you celebrate the baby is 1 month old, 2 months old, you celebrate the first month, second month. And then some people are so happily married, they're so crazy with each other, every week they celebrate their wedding anniversary. So that's what the Abu Dram writes. Shabbos is our wedding anniversary with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're so happily married, we celebrate every single Shabbos. Because the Maimon HaSinai took place on Shabbos, and that's why we celebrate. So that's what one of the boys asked Rav Soloveitchik. He didn't tell him that the Abu Dram says it, he told him that Franz Rosenzweig wrote like this. Franz Rosenzweig was a Baal Tshuva, I think, a philosopher. So he picked it up from the Abu Dram. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like it in a big way, so he said, that's not why we speak about Maimon HaSinai. It's not a wedding anniversary for Maimon HaSinai. No. He said B'Shem Rab Chaim, and it's printed B'Shem Rab Chaim. We want to emphasize the fact that certain mitzvahs are more important than other mitzvahs. And Moshe, the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Milah, the Gemara Nivamis in the first parak, the mitzvah of Milah is more important than most other mitzvahs. Shekein nichusu aleha yud gimel brises. The word bris appears 13 times in the end of Parshas Lech Lecha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Avraham Avinu to perform a bris milah. So the word bris appears 13 times. Means Bris Milah is more important than Sitz, is more important than the Mezuzah, more important than Tefillin, because there was a Krisus Bris on this. There was a Krisus Bris on Kol HaTorah Kula, on all the 613 mitzvahs, but there was a separate Krisus Bris on the mitzvah of Milah. Nichrusu Aleho Brisen. So we want to mention the fact that Shabbos appears on the Aseres Adibris, and Aseres Adibris are the Luchas Abris, not only like an engagement ring, that the Luchas are a symbol of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, but the mitzvahs, the 10 mitzvahs, the more than 10 mitzvahs in the Aseres Adibris, but those mitzvahs have a separate Krisus Bris. more so than tzitzis and tefillin and the other mitzvahs in the Torah, like bris milah as a separate bris. So all the mitzvahs and aseres adibras are called luchas abris because it was a krisis bris. So we say v'chen kasub b'sarasecha. There's another pasuk. Shabbos appears many other times in the Chumash, but here it says bris olam. Now it says Shabbos there are some bris olam. It says that Shabbos is a bris. The other times it doesn't say Shabbos is a bris. It says Shabbos is a mitzvah. Mechaleh amos yumas yechayv misa yechayv kors and so on. So we quote aseres adibras and we quote v'chen kasub b'sarasecha. In another place in Chumash, that Shabbos has a separate krisis bris. All of the mitzvahs and the aseres adibras have a separate krisis bris. So it's really two different levels of understanding. Why do we refer to the luchas and the Chumash? We refer to as the luchas habris. So the Vilna Gaon says because the etzem luchas was a symbol of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, Bechiras Yisrael. He wanted to get engaged with us. And then secondly, each one of the mitzvahs in the luchas had a separate krisis bris, like milah has its own bris. In addition to the general bris and all the tarryag mitzvahs, the mitzvahs in the aseres adibras are singled out. There's a separate bris on each one of them.
All the lavim, right?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, all of the aseres adibras. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Okay.